Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Bright sunshine expected today, with daytime highs approaching 89. Winds out of the south, 15 to 20 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows level off around 62. Mainly sunny skies tomorrow, high temperatures reach up to 88. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times Saturday, with daytime highs approaching 85. 88 Sunday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, it's 65 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. In May 2015, a four-month-old child in Hayes died from abuse, suffering from brain injuries and bruises.
Her parents, Ahmed Keita and Cassie Day, were indicted for the first-degree murder years later. During legal proceedings, Day blamed Keita for the abuse and agreed to testify against him. Both eventually accepted plea deals in May of this year. Keita was sentenced to a year of unsupervised probation. Day also received a year of probation after initially wanting to withdraw her plea. The case remained complex, with the prosecutor expressing doubts about convicting either parent for murder. I'm J.P. Bazette.
Dozens of bridge projects across the state will get over $40 million in funding. Douglas County will get $677,000 for bridge work on Douglas County 438, about 3 miles east of the K-10 I-70 interchange. Sedgwick County will get $610,000 to repair a bridge on 21st Street North, a quarter mile west of K-251. There are 40 bridge projects in all. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Need a reliable workhorse for your property? Meet the John Deere 5E Series tractors from Prairie Land Partners. Whether it's working fields, hauling loads, or clearing roadsides, the 5E delivers the power and versatility you need, all in one machine. And there's never been a better time to buy. Get a $2,250 implement bonus and save with cash discounts over $6,000. Offer ends October 25th, 2024. Some restrictions apply. See Prairie Land Partners for details.
Prairie Land Partners.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. With the support of U.S. Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas, Fort Hays State University has recently received Congressionally Directed Community Project, or CDCPF, funds through the Consolidated Appropriations Act 2024 in the amount of $3 million. And as of September 1st, these funds are available for use within various health-related programs. Awarded through the U.S. Department of Education, the funds are designated to support the purchase of advanced technology and simulation equipment associated with the instructional demands of Fort Hays State programs, which focus on preparation and continuing education in the allied health professions. To prepare students to serve in a variety of allied health professions, access to advanced technology and state-of-the-art equipment during academic preparation is imperative. In addition to enhancing experiences for traditionally enrolled students, the university routinely provides continuing education opportunities for regional partners and their current employees and healthcare providers. Academic areas benefiting from the award include nursing, medical diagnostic imaging, health and human performance, exercise science, and speech-language pathology audiology. Jeff Briggs, the dean of the College of Health and Behavioral Sciences, said the use of simulation and enhanced laboratory and clinical experiences enable their academic programs to better prepare students for the important professional roles they will fill in rural communities, and expand the skills of professionals in their field seeking continuing education and professional development. According to court records, 20-year-old Tucker James Eisenhower, a Manhattan area technical college student, was arrested on August 25th and booked into the Ellis County Jail on charges of alleged rape, kidnapping, aggravated burglary, and criminal deprivation of property. The incident on August 25th allegedly involved Eisenhower forcing the victim into his truck, locking the doors, and driving away to prevent escape, and the victim has since obtained a restraining order against Eisenhower. Eisenhower is released on bond by the Ellis County District Court and placed under house arrest in Pratt County with an ankle monitor after the bond was reduced from $250,000 to $25,000. According to court records, he's being supervised by his parents and the Pratt County Court Services offices through the electronic monitoring. Eisenhower's next court appearance is scheduled for October 8th. One person died in an accident just after 4 p.m. on Wednesday in Thomas County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported that a 2014 Jeep Cherokee driven by Kimberly K. Monk, 49, of Oakley, was northbound on U.S. 83, approximately 2 miles north of U.S. 40, when, as the Jeep was turning left into a private driveway, a southbound 2011 Dodge Charger, driven by 33-year-old Sarah Wilson of Escanaba, Michigan, collided with the Jeep. EMS transported Wilson and passengers in the Dodge, Susan L. Englert, 68, of Rochelle, Illinois, Sharon Wilson, 62, of Lamar, Colorado, and Levi Wilson, 2, of Escanaba, Michigan, to Citizens Medical Center, where Englert was pronounced deceased. EMS transported Monk and passengers in the Jeep, which included an 8-year-old boy and 10-year-old girl, to the Logan County Hospital, and all seven were properly restrained, according to the Kansas Highway Patrol. The national sorghum producers are accepting entries for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest, with state and national winners selected from contestants split into east and west regions for the irrigated, dryland no-till, and dryland tillage divisions, and one overall winner is selected for food grade. The entry deadline for the 2024 National Sorghum Yield Contest is November 26, 2024. The goal of the National Sorghum Yield Contest is to increase grower yields, transfer knowledge between growers to enhance management, and identify sorghum producers who excel in each state and throughout the country. To find the entry form, the 2024 Yield Contest rules, and more information, interested growers can visit sorghumgrowers.com/yieldcontest. In Nebraska news, on Wednesday, a former high-ranking member of the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office pled not guilty to two misdemeanors, and former Sergeant Ryan Schumacher requested that he be tried by a jury on the two counts of neglecting to serve a misdemeanor warrant. In June, Schumacher filed a motion to dismiss the charges, however, a judge ruled against him last month. The Sheriff's Office said that in mid-February, Schumacher failed to serve warrants to two people who were wanted for not paying fines. Instead, he told them to pay their fines and he let them go. Schumacher was fired on May 10th. He's suing the Sheriff's Office in Lancaster County District Court to get his job back. According to Lancaster County District Court records, 27-year-old Zachary Scheitz was sentenced on Wednesday to a total of 85 to 115 years in prison on charges of child enticement by electronic communication device, visual depiction of sexually explicit conduct, attempted first-degree sexual assault, and first-degree sexual assault. Lincoln police said Scheitz spent nearly 2 months posing as a high schooler, and he enrolled at Lincoln Northwest High School under the name Zach Hess. And at the age of 17, he later transferred to Lincoln Southeast, where he attended classes for more than 50 days. According to court records, Scheitz had sexually explicit conversations with two students, aged 13 and 14, and he asked for and received explicit pictures from one of the victims. One man was killed and another was injured early Sunday morning in a shooting in downtown Lincoln. At about 1:30 a.m., officers responded to 11th and P Streets on a report of a fight and found two men with gunshot wounds. Police said one of the victims, a 24-year-old Lincoln man, was taken to a hospital in critical condition, and he died from his injuries a few hours later. The other man, who is also in his 20s, suffered injuries that were not life-threatening. Police have asked that anyone with information or video of the shooting contact the Lincoln Police Department or Crime Stoppers at 402-475-3600. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Now we'll hear from Fig Millen and Norton Blue Jay cross country coach George Rossi to update on the team and their meet on Saturday in Wamego.
I'm here with head cross country coach George Rossi. Coach, you got the season started off last week. You traveled out to Goodland, a nice course that you always kind of see how good your kids are at the start of the year. The girls place first out there and the boys third. Let's start off with the girls. What do you think of the girls' performance?
I thought the girls ran well. You know, you never know what to expect the first race. What I was looking for, what we were looking for, was kind of just to see how we'd go out and compete with the other teams, and I thought we did a great job. Squeaked one out by 3 points over Scott City, and, you know, they have a good team. They returned most of their kids, and they went to state in 4A last year. And I thought our kids, you know, just ran a tough race and hung in there. And it's a challenging course with some hills, but the weather was very nice. It was nice and cool, so I think it gave our kids a really good measure of where we could be. Individually, Emma Collins placed second. She was beaten by Janae Fugit from Cimarron Girls. She was our regional champion last year in our region. She got third at state, so very good competition. Emma was right on her tail the whole race and just couldn't quite catch up to her. Freshman Casey Miller really ran a great race. She ended up being sixth. Savannah Rumback was ninth, Cassie McLean was 13th, and those four girls all medaled. And then Lorelei Granberry was 21st, and Danica Frick rounded out the varsity with a 33rd spot.
Now on the boys' side, which features a state-ranked team there, and third place for the boys, what did you feel was good about their performance?
Yeah, I thought the boys ran extremely well. We thought Holcomb was going to be there, but they went to the Great Bend meet instead. But Lakin, which has two outstanding runners, they were there. And Scott City, again, their boys team, also went to state last year in 4A. And we finished in third place behind those two teams. I thought our boys came out and ran great. A lot of them were very, very close to their personal record times from last year or previous years. Jason Katz was our number one guy. He ran a 17:48. He was only 8 seconds off his personal best. And, you know, like I said, Goodland's a tough course, and it's kind of a tough course to get a good time at. Tyler Stewart was only 2 seconds off his PR, and he finished in ninth place. So those two guys both medaled. Max Carter, a freshman, had a really good finish, ran his third mile extremely tough. He finished in 18th. Jace Bailey was 24th. Brexton Eisenhagen was 41st. Elvis Green was 28th also as a freshman. And then Michael Urban finished in 50th. And then on the JV side, we ran Noah Lanier on the JV side, and he finished ninth in the JV race. So our kids did a great job, really ran well. I thought especially, you know, the freshmen in their first race came out and really showed some toughness, and they competed very well. And we were really happy with our results for the day.
Now, it's during this week of practice, you have run a course at Goodland that has a few hills, but now it's time to practice on some longer hills, some steeper hills, as you are preparing for Wamego on Saturday. How are your practices going this week?
I think our practices have gone really well. It's been hot, but we've been working. Our kids are getting in better shape, and they're tolerating the heat a lot better now, and we've had some tough practices. We're trying to get a lot of hill work in as best we can. We're going out. We ran at the golf course a couple of times. We're going out to the lake and run out there. You know, we're running bigger miles this week than what we normally have. And we spend some time running sets of hills because we know that at Wamego, you know, there's not much flat land. It's all up and down and crossways. So hopefully our kids will be ready for Wamego on Saturday.
Like we mentioned, Wamego on Saturday, that's at 10:30 for the girls and the boys at 11. But Wamego, Coach, you mentioned it was hot out during your practices. Wamego, never underestimate the weather there.
No, we've ran in heat, humidity, torrential rains. I think what I see at the weather so far looks like it's going to be a nice day. So we're hoping for a little bit of cool weather. And, you know, the kids – that's a great course. It's a great meet. We love going out there because we see a lot of teams that normally we don't get to see, and the competition is very good. You know, on the girls' side, usually we have 12 or 13 teams, and the guys' side, usually we have 17, 18 full teams. And and it's a big race, and there's a lot of people there, and it's loud, and the atmosphere is great. So it's one of my favorite races to go to, and I think the kids enjoy it, even though it's a hard course.
Now, like we mentioned, 10:30 for the girls and the boys at 11 on Saturday. They also have classification races there.
Yeah, they run the 4A's and bigger schools early, and then 1, 2, and 3A races, which we'll be doing it. Those will be doing at 10:30 and 11.
Some of the schools that you might remember there?
Oh, yeah, on the girls' side, we always see Riley County, and they're ranked right ahead of us this year so far on mile split after the first week, and West Franklin is the same. And many of those teams have been much improved over the last few years, and we will hopefully get to see them down the road. But on the girls' side and the boys' side, there's a lot of good teams. Sabeth is usually there. Marysville sometimes comes there. We're looking to see if Nemaha Central will be there this year. On the boys' side, they have some really good runners. So I think on both sides, it's going to be a very competitive race.
Well, Coach, we're going to wish you best luck Saturday when you travel down to Waumega for that meet. Reporting for KQ&K, I'm Fig Miller.
Thank you, Fig, and Coach Rossi, and good luck to the Blue Jay cross-country team on Saturday in Waumega. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having hamburger gravy, whipped potatoes, warm peas, peaches, cinnamon rolls, and milk. For lunch today for Norton Community High School and Junior High, you'll be having chili frito or chef salad, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be shaved turkey sandwich, potatoes, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, there'll be some patchy blowing dust after 4 p.m., otherwise, it's going to be sunny with a high near 89 and breezy with a south wind of 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be patchy blowing dust before 7 p.m. It should be mostly clear otherwise with a low around 62 and breezy with a southeast wind of 15 to 20 miles per hour and gusts as high as 35 miles per hour. On Friday, it should be sunny with a high near 88. With a southeast wind around 15 miles per hour. And on Friday night, there's a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 a.m. Should be mostly clear, with a low around 59. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday it should be sunny with a high near 85. On Sunday, it should be sunny with a high near 89. On Monday, partly sunny with a high near 87. On Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 89 and breezy. And on Wednesday, should be sunny with a high near 86. Currently, with fair skies, it is 63 degrees. The humidity is 77%. The wind speed is south at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.91. And the dew point is 55 degrees. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports, brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Michael Swain of Fog.net and 24/7 Sports joined 580 WIBW on Tuesday and previewed Kansas's game this Friday against UNLV.
Yeah, so two things. I think in the offense, kind of find that right rhythm. I just think that Illinois was one of those situations where quarterback doesn't play well, mistakes at the worst times, and now you're looking, all right, can Jalen Daniels look like Jalen Daniels? If he does, I'll feel pretty good. Defensively for KU, can they deal with the speed and the way that UNLV is going to ask questions about KU's defensive front? Because there's going to be some option looks for their new quarterback, and they're going to try and put pressure on KU, make guys think, not let them play fast. So I think if KU can go out of this game, obviously winning, but with the offense playing pretty well, right, Jalen Daniels looking like himself, and then the defense really handling that team speed, I'll feel pretty good about KU going into the West Virginia on the road the week after.
Kickoff for that one from Children's Mercy Park is set for 6 p.m., and you can see it on ESPN, Kansas Information Network Sports. I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Farm Credit was created more than 100 years ago to provide reliable and consistent credit and financial services to rural communities and agriculture. Today and tomorrow, your four locally owned Farm Credit Associations of Kansas serve farmers, ranchers, agribusiness, and rural property owners throughout the state. Loans, leases, crop insurance, supporting rural communities. Farm Credit is rural America's customer-owned partner. On the web at www.farmcredit.com.
The Kansas Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit kscorn.com and become a member today.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.